Has anyone appeared?
Town of Groton is here. Town of Groton is here, and number seven is here. The appellant for number seven.
Okay, so everyone's here for number seven.
Yep.
But we still don't have an appellant for number one?
Nope.
Correct.
Okay, so going to number three, 26039.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, ma'am.
Good morning, you said 26039?
Pardon me?
26039?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yes. Would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Morning, ma'am, yes, Sergeant John Iamazzo, IOMMAZZO, Waterbury Police Department, issuing authority.
Thank you. A brief statement of your case, Sergeant?
Yes, so the issuing authority initially denied the appellant for a domestic incident that occurred in 2023, which resulted in a protective order being in place for a total of 407 days. Subsequently, upon further investigation and review for the appeal hearing, the appellant was just recently arrested on 9/9/2025 for an argument that took place at a local McDonald's, resulting in his arrest. And I think that kind of calls into account for the appellant's overall suitability for a pistol permit.
Thank you. Do you have a brief statement of your defense, sir?
Yes. Both those cases were just...
Much louder.
Okay. Both of those cases were just verbal disagreement. Like, there was breach of peace, and the most recent one was dismissed.
Okay. Thank you. Sergeant?
So I just want to set the record straight. The appellant is inaccurate. The first case was dismissed. The second case was nollied. And that nollie was on 10/10/19, I believe.
So we're still in the nollie
period. So we are well within the nollie period. And they were not just verbal disagreements. To respond to the appellant's opening statement, there was a physical component of that, what started out as an initial verbal disagreement, which then had a subsequent physical component, which was the resulting subsequent result of having that protective order in place. That case was dismissed. The protective order was subsided, but resolved, but it still remained. And that protective order, again, like I said, was in place for 407 days. So at the time of his application, it was only about a year-ish from the resolution of that protective order. So although he notated the protective order within the previous 5 years, it was still a very, very recent incident for us. Secondarily, the arrest that occurred just about 2 months ago was the appellant arrived at a local McDonald's at approximately 1 a.m. Requesting to purchase an item that was not on their normal menu. The staff at the restaurant advised him that they don't sell that item. It was shredded lettuce. You're kind of looking at me. He requested just to purchase shredded lettuce.
Important
enough. The staff kindly told him, we don't sell that. It is not an item that we sell outside of our menu. The appellant became argumentative and started to cause a verbal argument with the drive-through staff at the McDonald's. They were able to somewhat de-escalate to a little bit since, at which point the appellant drove off. All he did was drive around the restaurant and get back in the drive-through line. At this particular McDonald's, there are two lanes. He went to the other lane at the drive-through, presumably to try to get another employee on the intercom. He now requested a different item to purchase. It was the exact same employee, the manager of the restaurant, still on the microphone, and
he wanted ice cream this time.
He wanted ice cream.
Okay.
And justifiably, the manager said, "You just caused a commotion here. You were rude and disrespectful. We sent you away. I'm not serving you. You are no longer welcome here. We're not serving you." At which point, the appellant pulled up to the window, began yet another verbal argument, and told the manager, "Come outside. We can take care of it outside." The manager justifiably said, "No, I'm not coming out there. We're not serving you. You can just leave." At which point, the appellant took a beer can and threw the beer can through the drive-thru window, striking the manager in the head with the beer can, at which point they closed the window, contacted 911, and officers arrived. The appellant remained on scene, still blocking the drive-thru window, presumably as some sort of retribution for the altercation, and the investigating officers took statements from the manager, viewed video from the restaurant that corroborated everything that the manager was stating, and subsequently went out to speak to the appellant, who was detained in the back of the police cars. The officer attempted to speak to the appellant. He was uncooperative. He refused to identify himself. He continued to state, "Just look at my license plate. That'll tell you who I am." Again, the officers were trying to be professional and said, "We need your ID. You need to give me your name. If you don't have your ID, because your wallet's in the car, just give me your name so I can corroborate that." He did appear intoxicated. And subsequently, again, the investigating officers, in an attempt to try to de-escalate the situation, found his wallet, found his ID, obtained the registered owner that was the appellant, corroborated his identification, and just arrested him for the breach of peace. They were trying again to be understanding. They did not tow his car. They did not do a DUI. They did not criminally trespass him, as they were trying to just charge him with the breach charge. But there were a multitude of other charges he could have been charged with, but the officers at the time were trying to use their discretion in the situation. The appellant remained uncooperative through the entire process and did not demonstrate any adult-like behavior during this entire situation. So the issuing authority is very steadfast and is, yes, the domestic incident has been dismissed, but just a month ago, 2 months ago, he's behaving in this manner, and I can only believe if there was a firearm in that vehicle, what would have taken place. He only had his hands on a beer can. What if there was a firearm? So that is where our stance is today.
Would you like to cross-examine the sergeant?
I would just like to rebuttal.
You'll get a chance to rebut in a minute. Right now, okay. Do you have any questions to ask him?
Okay. In that video that you claimed you saw with the...
I was not the investigating officer. I did not see it.
Okay. Are you aware that the employee threw hot chocolate at me first?
It was a chocolate milk, and I watched the video, and unfortunately we had some technical issues, but I did provide the board with the body cam video that showed the interview and the McDonald's video. So yes, it's all on body cam video that shows what the manager did, and it was a container of chocolate milk. And he stated that he threw that after he was struck in the head with the beer can. And that was corroborated on their internal videos as well.
Okay, on the video it shows that the can hit him in the head.
That's on the video.
Okay, and are you able to show them?
I just stated that there was, we have the video, it was provided to the board. I have a drive here if we wanted to plug it in, but that's entirely up to the board.
Okay. And you said that I ordered something that wasn't on the menu, but you said it was shredded lettuce?
That's what the manager statement was in the investigation.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Was the beer can that was thrown full, partially full, or empty?
So, as I can determine from the video, at the time that the officer was recording, it appeared to be mostly empty. I don't know the status of it while it was a projectile.
It looks like there was no serious injury as a
correct,
result.
Correct.
Thank you.
Other questions for Sergeant?
Sergeant, the domestic violence incident that you reported on that resulted in the protective order.
Correct.
Looks like that occurred in October of 2023.
That occurred in October of, give me one moment, I'll pull the report out. October 2023.
Okay, I didn't mention the dates. So I just wanted to have that for the. And that lasted, you said 407 days.
407 days was the protective order.
Thank you.
Was there a previous domestic violence in 2021?
There was. That did not result in any.
Charges?
It did not result in any protective order. But yes, there was a previous incident in 2021, correct.
Other questions? Anyone? Now it's your chance to give your case.
Okay, with the...
But much louder.
I'm sorry, with the protective orders, they were mandatory, they wasn't placed by the person in the case. Secondly, they were verbal disagreements, like there was no, on my part, there was no physical altercation. Like, I didn't hit the party. Unfortunately, I was in that situation, but I was not physical with the party. And like I said, the restraint order was mandatory because of the, it was breach of peace, not domestic violence or disturbing the peace. It wasn't actually a domestic violence.
Anything else?
With the McDonald incident, I know it looked bad, but I wouldn't use a firearm over shredded lettuce. I promise.
One would hope not.
Yeah. I know it looks bad and it was more recent, and I do feel bad that situation happened because I was aware that I put in for a permit, but I've been trying to work on myself since then.
You mentioned that you appeared to be intoxicated at that time. Were you?
I was... not intoxicated, but I did have the beer can.
Okay.
Were you drinking and driving? Since it was in the car?
No, I was drinking, but it was not that day.
And the beer can just stayed in your car?
Yeah.
For how long?
Well, I have a CDL. So
okay.
I park my car. I only drive it 2 times a week. So I was driving back from New York.
You're driving back from New York. So how did beer can get in your car?
I bought it.
You bought it?
Yes.
You open it and you start drinking it?
No.
Right then and there? I'm trying to understand when you started drinking it.
I drank before. So I buy it.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm at in New York,
yep.
I drink when I'm not driving.
When you weren't driving?
Yeah, but...
And then you brought it with you into the car?
No. I work... where I work at is on base, so I don't actually live out there.
Okay.
But I'm out there throughout the week, so I just drink.
Okay, so you just drank, and then how did the beer can get in your car?
I put it there.
You put it there. Was it still full? Was it empty at that point?
It wasn't empty, but it wasn't full.
Why'd you take it in the car with you?
I just left it there.
Yeah, but why'd you take it in the car with you?
Oh.
Why didn't you throw it away? Were you still drinking it in the car?
No. I was going to drink it when I get home.
Okay. You're going to drink it when you get home. Where did you place it inside your car
while
you're driving?
It was in the by the door in the cup holder.
In the cup holder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other questions?
Did you throw the beer can at the manager?
Yes.
Okay. Could you have driven off at that point?
Yes.
Did you throw the beer can before they threw a truck of milk at you? Is that fuzzy, that part?
Yeah, it's fuzzy, but I'm pretty sure, I think he threw the beer can first. He was telling me to come up to, that he would knock me out. But from the intercom, he was threatening me.
Okay.
He told me to leave from the intercom, and I was. Mm-hmm. That's why when I drove up to the window, I'm like, why are you being rude? Like, I just wanted to shred the lettuce on the burger.
Okay.
And he was just like, he's not doing it. He didn't tell me he didn't have shredded lettuce. He just said he's not doing it because it was a
custom
order.
He's not giving it to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see where it correlates to decision-making, though? Like, you went into a situation knowing that it could become tumultuous. That's kind of the issue I'm having about, like, suitability. Like, what would happen if you were in public and then someone, like, cut you in line, right? Or how are you going to respond to that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now having that authority to have that firearm on you in public gives me a little bit of pause. You said there was no physical component in the 2023 domestic. So was the other party physical against you? You kind of alluded to that.
Yes.
And did you just stand there, or did you stop them? Did you...
Restrain.
You restrained them? How'd you restrain them?
When they were swinging, I held their hand.
Held their hand?
Yeah.
Was there ever a headlock or anything like that?
No, not a headlock.
Not a headlock?
No.
Okay.
When I held their hand, I was around their shoulder, like,
okay.
like a hug, but holding their hands. Like, so
okay.
my left hand is holding their left hand, my right hand is holding their right hand. It wasn't an actual headlock.
Did you call the police for help?
No.
No. Did they call the police for help?
No.
Who called the police in that incident?
The neighbor.
The neighbor. Okay.
I have a question for the sergeant.
Yes, ma'am.
Was a list of previous addresses supplied by the appellant?
I don't know if it was supplied. My investigators are very, very thorough, so they may have found it, but I do not see previous addresses, no. But they would have during their investigation come up with additional addresses.
But it's a question on the application.
Correct.
Other questions?
There, you have the incident in 21 and then the incident in 23, it says with the same individual.
Yeah.
Are you still in a relationship with that individual?
Just friends.
Just friends?
Yes.
In what city or town do you live in now?
Waterbury, Connecticut.
That's all I have, ma'am.
Any questions? Would you like to make any final statement?
No, I just want to say I know it looks bad, but I'm 37 now, and unfortunately that McDonald's situation was... I don't have a pattern of showing that behavior, and like I said, I do feel bad that I got out of character, but overall, I don't think that defined me. I always try to be the mature one in the situation, and unfortunately, I felt like I wasn't treated fairly, so I got out of character.
Thank you. Sergeant?
The issuing authorities, again, stands by its denial. I just want to make note that for this 2025 incident, the appellant was correct. He does have a CDL. And I just want to sort of highlight the challenges that officers have. The officer exercised some discretion and just charged him with the breach of peace, did not go so far as to do the DUI and additional charges, knowing full well that that incident would significantly impact the appellant's ability to earn an income. So these are the challenges that officers face every day, and I want to sort of highlight and commend them for, you know, trying to assist the appellant here. But I think it should be clear that, be that as it may, we do not feel that he is suitable to have a firearm. He can continue to earn his income, but to be a carrying firearm member of society is not something that we are willing to sign on for.
Thank you.
Sure. This is a denial by the Waterbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The initial denial, basically the denial for his application, was his involvement in two domestic violence incidents, one that occurred in 2021. The second occurred October of 2023. In which the appellant was the subject of a protective order for 407 days. Both of those, it appears that he successfully completed programs in those cases and they were subsequently dismissed. During the waiting for his appeal in September of this year, 2025, the appellant was arrested at a local McDonald's for breach of peace, in which he initially got into a verbal altercation over the loudspeaker with staff, became argumentative over shredded lettuce. Went back around through the drive-through. Again, the verbal argument escalated to the point in which the appellant threw a beer can at the manager through the window. He was uncooperative with Waterbury Police Department and arrested for breach of peace. That case was nollied, and we are still within the nollie period.
Thank you. Comments?
And I just think it's the incident 2025, it's so soon, that was just nollied, that just causes pause in which, for something to escalate to so quickly, we're throwing things at each other at 1 a.m. with a beer can over lettuce, does give me concern, as it did the Waterbury Police Department, about what would just the appellant's decision-making process in which needs to be able to realize when to walk away from a scene.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
Voting, Dr. Conrad.
For the issuing authority.
Attorney Smith.
I think you've been pretty honest with us, and I think you would have had a pretty decent chance but for this latest incident. It's just too soon, and it is, there's a component of violent behavior, and they're throwing something at somebody, so I'm going to have to vote for the issuing authority.
Colonel Overturn.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Issuing authority.
I also vote issuing authority.
Okay. Thank you.